Why you so deep, but it's no substance? Roll 12 deep, we all rolling substance. Mindset 100 gears ahead, divide bread. Everybody eat, you got a light stomach.
Hey everyone, I'm Jason V. This is Local Color, a show about the local color that makes Baltimore great. Today's guest is rapper J. St. Aubyn. We talk about his beginnings, moving from producing to rapping, and the idea behind his most recent effort, Does Money Even Matter? This interview is a little shorter than other episodes, so I just edited down our conversation and left it as it is. No fancy stuff. Thanks for listening. What are you working on?
Does money even matter?
There you go. That's what it is. Okay, okay. How many tracks do you think you're going to
do? About 7 tracks.
Which ones you work on today?
The intro. That's probably the last track I did. And I did a bunch of other tracks, but that's some stuff I'm going to do in the future.
Do you always do the first track last?
No, I really just go, you know, let it flow, really. Just, you know.
Gotcha, okay.
Whatever I do when I go in the studio, you know.
And you're from the Baltimore area, right?
Yeah, grew up around Milford Mill area, West Side.
What was it like growing up?
It was different. I grew up in a Caribbean household, so, you know, it was a different experience. Whether, you know, you talking about sports, music, everything was a little different for me.
Was school a very important thing growing up? Because a lot of kids that I know that have foreign parents, school is super important growing up.
Very important. It affected everything because I didn't get to go to my zone school because of, my sister, she went there during the 90s. She went to Milford. So you already know she came home every day with a different story about a fight or something like that. So my mother put me in an art program. I got to learn a lot of different things, Photoshop and Pro Tools, a lot of stuff I still use with my music now.
Was this back in high school or middle school?
High school.
And when you found out that you were, or is that how you found out that you wanted to make music? You were messing around with Pro Tools and you were like, oh, I'm really into this? Or were you writing before?
No, I was already doing music. I did a lot of writing in middle school. Honestly, I wasn't that good. I ran into, I met a guy, 10th grade, named Mallow. He showed me how to use a program on a computer so I could make beats. Like he would always say, you know, I could teach you how to use the program, but you got to make the beats yourself. That's, you know, find your own inspiration and creativity.
Which program was it?
Fruity Loops.
Everybody starts with.
Yeah, everybody probably started with Fruity Loops in my generation, I guess. And then I got Reason a few years later from another friend of mine, Jay Oliver. He got it from Dookie Man, actually. You ever heard of Dookie Man?
Mm-mm, who's that?
Engineer from Baltimore. He did a lot of stuff back in the day. He's getting more popular now again. He's getting back into the groove of things.
What kind of music is he putting out now? Who's he working with now?
I'm not sure now. I know I saw him do some stuff with Tate, but
Tate Cobain?
Yeah. I know he did. He had something to do with what's the original track Tate did?
Bankrolls?
Rodney joint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he was the engineer or he helped produce the beat or something like that.
Okay. Reason, is that a Windows or a Apple program?
You can put it on either.
Oh, you can put it on.
It's kind of like Fruity Loops, but more or less a step up.
Okay. So what was it like getting started with music? You were writing first and then you figured out which audio workstation you wanted to work with. How did your skills start to mature and progress in writing? Did you just have to get older or did you just have to keep writing and like feel yourself get better?
Yeah, I think it's a process, you know, just like anything else you do, you gotta repeat and change and edit and fix and, you know, eventually you'll figure out your craft.
Yeah, practice.
I wasn't that good at first at all. No.
Did you ever think about giving up or you just thought one day like, nah, I'm not really good. I don't know why I'm doing this.
No, I always figured I would figure it out. I'd get better over time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a passion for beats more or less back in the day. I don't really do it as much now.
Why'd you switch?
Inspiration, you know, just passion. I can't force the beats. They gotta come naturally.
And do you make all the beats for all your projects?
No, actually, I like diversity. I wouldn't, because I'm really more or less a sample producer. So I really, you know, my sound's more 90s hip hop. So not 90s, but like a progressive soul sound.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I like to go to different producers. I go to Duke Clay. That's one of my my main producers, Boog, James. I got a bunch of different producers.
How did you get into rapping and music? I know you talked about going to that art school and messing around with a digital audio workstation, but what really influenced you to get started in rapping? Was it other rappers, or that's how you found your creative outlet?
I think so. Yeah, it's probably easier to express myself through music. I did a lot of poetry when I was young, and that kind of just turned into rapping.
Did you feel like when you were doing the poetry, you kind of knew that it's what you wanted to do, but it wasn't like the right fit? Because I know a lot of people, when they're trying out new things or trying to find what their passion is, they'll find something that's real close to what it is, but not exactly, and that interest will fizzle out if they don't feel like it's the right fit. Did you kind of keep going with poetry and then land on rapping, or are you just like, I don't want to do this, like rapping is where it's at for me?
I think a lot of my inspiration came from my sister. She was very much into hip hop when I was young. So she, you know, she had me listening to all the DMX and Nas and Jay-Z when we were young. And I think, I don't know what really drove me to really start rapping, but I guess, you know, just my surroundings. Cause in college I had an artist, I did most of his project. I did like maybe nine of the beats on there. And it kind of fizzled out after that. So I guess that really pushed me back to write a lot more.
And is your sister older?
Yeah, she's seven years older than me.
7 years older, okay. And what was it like growing up as a younger brother?
It was cool. She was like a big brother at the same time. So she always had me out there hooping.
You talked about some of your influences for getting into writing, but can you name any rappers or MCs that you not want to emulate your style after, but they have a style that you want to... attain the level of proficiency?
Like Kanye, Big Sean, those are probably two right now I could think of. You know, Cole, Kendrick, you know, the obvious ones, I guess.
I want to ask you, what's your opinion on J. Cole? Because I feel like over the last year, he's become a real, like, love him or hate him figure. And I've only listened to him a little bit. I don't hate him at all, but as somebody who listens to him, what's the big appeal with J. Cole?
Got the total package to me. You know, you got to have a balance. I think I always want to have that type of balance, you know, to be able to be on any type of track, respected by all his peers. I think, you know, between him and Kendrick, they're probably two of the best of the new school.
Yeah, of course, everybody's people are saying Kendrick is the greatest of all time. I wouldn't go that far, but he's definitely solidified his standing as the top of his game and the top of the rap game right now. I mean, is Drake making more money? Yeah, probably, but it's in terms of like skill,
yeah,
I definitely agree with Kendrick. Can you talk about some of the subject matter and themes in your music and how it's progressed over the years?
Well, really, I just talk about what inspires me. Really my surroundings, my friends, my family. And yeah, just trying to find that balance. I want to, you know, you want to be able to sound cool while also being articulate, while, you know, having the right flow, but you don't want to be corny, you know. It's a lot to get the right sound. So I think I'm still trying to perfect it.
How do you approach writing to some beats or flowing over a beat? I don't remember what it was. I can't remember what documentary it was or show, but it was talking about I think it was Rakim and how he writes music. And he said that he kind of equated his music to jazz, where you just kind of fill in the pieces as you go along to try and create something. How do you approach your writing and your rhyme style?
I try to use my voice like an instrument, you know, so it fits in the pocket. I guess you want to find maybe either the hi-hats or find the, maybe on the offbeat. I like to rap on the offbeat a lot.
How did you develop that style?
Just practice over the years. You're always going to emulate someone before you find your own sound.
Does any of your music have any Caribbean influences? Anything from family or extended family that creeps into your music?
Yeah, definitely. I need to get some more in there, I think. I'm actually going to do that on the next project. But, yeah, definitely put a little Jamaican vibe on my stuff sometimes. whether it's just in the verse or the sample. I had a track on the last project, the Tenfold, that I did, where the sample was a Caribbean sample. Duke Clay did the beat, and I had a nice little Jamaican vibe to it.
When speaking of Caribbean samples, what do you think sets that music apart from, say, a soul sample or a blues sample or a jazz sample?
I think if you mix it right with hip-hop, you know you're going to get something classic half the time, because a lot of those rhythms, they be classic songs, you know, classic artists, the vibes. And
how long have you been rapping for?
I started in middle school and kind of stopped when I was doing beats. I really probably didn't start seriously until like 2012 when I did my first project.
So from 2012 till now, 2017, that's when you've been, would you say, putting out the most material, or you've just been taking it the most seriously?
Yeah, more seriously. I haven't put up too much material. I did, I think I'm on my third or fourth tape. So then, you know, a couple tracks in between here and there. I don't really like to do too many industry tracks. I try to do like maybe two or three a year that I really like, really like.
I want to talk about that as well. As a Baltimore rapper, you know, unfortunately, we're so close to D.C., and I feel like more D.C. rappers get noticed by the mainstream, but Baltimore has a pretty dedicated scene in its own right. As someone who's been in the game for about 5 years now, going on 6 years in 2018, do you think that the music scene is fragmented? Does everybody know each other? Like, how would you measure the health of the scene right now?
I think we're overlooked a lot. It's definitely fragmented. We're not as unified as I think we should be. I don't know all the artists. I like a lot of artists from here. I think Los probably got the furthest out of everybody. I don't know why we're not as unified, but I don't know. We have our own sound still, and we haven't really utilized it.
You mean Baltimore Club or something?
Yeah, Baltimore Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tate did it and brought it back, so. But I don't know. We're definitely overlooked.
I agree. But that's not to say that D.C. doesn't have some dope rappers in their own right. Like, how do you feel about Wale? I'm not too crazy about him, but I can acknowledge his talent, you know?
I think he's dope. I love Wale.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's all good, you know. Teach his own, you know. He's dope to me.
I hear you. There is a D.C. rapper that I really do like. Have you heard of Goldlink?
Yeah, I was actually listening to him yesterday.
Yo, he's really dope, man. I really like him. I really like his production as well. So talk about some of the projects that you've released in the years that you've been rapping.
I did Tenfold. I just released that over the summer. I'm going with like a money theme now. Money in a sense, I guess, like how it applies to your life. And like, you know, obviously, does money even matter? That's the title for the tape I'm about to release. But I don't want to talk money like your average, you know, rapper, you know, real flashy type of thing. I'm trying to bring more awareness and consciousness to it, if you know what I'm saying.
I understand. What made you decide to go in that direction?
I think just because everybody wants money, so it's easy to pick at that topic.
What about your experiences with money? Do you feel like money's evil, or do you feel like money is the, not the key to happiness, but the key to independence and freedom?
I mean, I think you need it, you know, for obvious reasons, bills and food, but you shouldn't want it for the wrong reasons, you know. And then a lot of times people get it and don't know what to do with it.
They don't know how to act once they get it?
Yeah.
In my experience, it seems like people's health or somebody dying can make people act real crazy about money, especially in a family or something. And it's real unfortunate because people feel bad for wanting money, but at the end of the day, like you said, everybody wants it. Mm-hmm. People want to do different things with it. But I feel like more times than not, the people who want money are just people who are trying to live.
Yeah.
You know? Can you talk about any other projects? So you've done Tenfold, you're doing Does Money Even Matter, and what other ones have you done?
I did a Pictures for the Blind. That was my first one.
Pictures for the Blind?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was my first one in 2012. After that, I did Eye for an Eye in 2014, I think.
I was going for,
you know, that they had a little theme together.
Well, how did you get the name for the first one?
Oh, well, you know, I'm talking music, you know, that's the pictures for the, you know.
Oh, okay. You know, okay, that's pretty clever. And then you said Eye for an Eye was the second one?
Yeah, just kind of playing off the same theme.
Oh, okay. Were any of those projects like concept albums or anything, or was it all just a loose theme?
Loose theme. I think it's a lot of different tracks on it. I wanted to keep it balanced. I didn't want it to be so specific, you know, on a topic, but
gotcha.
Loosely based on it, you know.
What'd you say? Mostly based on what?
Loosely based on.
Oh, loosely based. Okay, sorry. I remember we talked about this before, but I forgot. So explain to me who Desi Franklin is, because I think that's your contact information, right? But you're Jason Elvin.
Yeah, it's this guy right here running the camera. It's one of my brothers, one of my many inspirations. You know, a homeboy, one of the people that believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. We got a group together called Trinity. It's more or less just a collective of talent. Me, him, and Boog started it as one of my other producers. So, you know, we've just been running with that, trying to get that all LLC'd and, you know, start putting out some more music.
What's that process been like, trying to start the LLC and start a business?
Well, you just want to make sure, you know, you got the right logo and everything's, you know, branded now. So you want to make sure everything's right and legit. So when we start making future moves, we can have everything right, you know.
And will it just be music in the future, or you want to branch out into other stuff?
More or less music, but music production, videos. We got different people that do all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you working on anything else in addition to Does Money Even Matter, or is that where you're just focusing all your time on for right now?
Well, that's pretty much done. I'm kind of ready to release it. I'm going to see if I can put it out later this month, hopefully.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
And I got another project I've been working on already.
Is that just another solo project, or do you have collaborators?
No, it's another solo project. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but I got some tracks done for it already. More excited about that one already.
Why are you more excited about that?
Well, you know, just new music. I've been working on Does Money Even Matter for a while now, so.
Yeah,
after it'll be new to you guys, but it's kind of old to me. At this time,
so. Yeah, sometimes when you're working on something, when you're working on a project for like a real long time, after a while, you still want to complete it, but you're just ready for it to be finished because you're just tired of working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Are you going to be working on any collaborations with other local artists soon?
Probably Duke. That's who I was in the studio with earlier. I've been working closely with him. I like his production a lot.
What about live shows or anything?
Last one I did was back in October. I'm going to definitely start doing some more. I want to do an open mic tour. That's what I was going to call it, actually, and hit like a open mic circuit. Set it up like a real tour, but just do street open mic spots.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty dope idea. Yeah. Where did you play at last October?
The Depot.
Was that in Baltimore?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Where exactly is it?
I know it's off of North Ave. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it East or West?
On the West Side.
The Depot. I feel like I've passed by it before. Is it close to Coppin?
Nah.
Okay, then.
It's a dope spot, though.
Oh, okay, cool. How can people get in touch with you if they want to collaborate or listen to some of your music or just follow you and see what you're up to?
SoundCloud, it's J Saint Laurent. My Instagram is Saint Cool J. That's SaintCoolJay.
Can you spell the SoundCloud as well?
J Saint Laurent, JaySaintLaurent.
All right, man. Anything else you want to talk about?
Dat Piff.
Is it the same one at Dat Piff?
Yeah, J Saint Alban, probably J Saint Alban or J Saint Laurent.
Oh, on datpiff.com.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about that we haven't already gone over?
Nah, that's cool.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. Well, I want to thank you for sitting down with us today, or sitting down with me today. There's nobody else.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, bro. Side no affair, about to ride with the youth. Black on black suits, gonna die with the truth. They pouring copper deuce, but I'm riding with the deuce. God of the city of gods, like I'm Zeus. Side no affair, about
to ride with the youth. Today's episode of Local Color was written, produced, edited, and published by me, Jason V. Head to localcolorpodcast.com where you can listen to the entire catalog. Follow Local Color on Instagram at Local Color Podcast. Also, please subscribe to Local Color on iTunes to get those push notifications when new episodes drop. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason V, and I'll be back with more Local Color.